Part 20, Chapter 5. They exited from a different ground-level door, one that was usually locked. Johnny glanced around for a cadet to give Stormalong's kit to, and saw no one.
"I'll see that it's taken to the academy,"
said Lars, divining his purpose. He must not see too deeply into the dispositions Lars had made, most of which prevented them from being seen by anyone, lest Lars find himself with a battle on his hands from cadets or Russians, some of whom had just arrived at the underground base in the mountains and were a considerable force. A storm was coming in from over the mountains, rolling black clouds, studded with lightning around the distant high peak. The wind was picking up and bending the tall brown grass. A few dead leaves fled through the air. Autumn was here. There was a chill in the air on this mile-high plateau. It gave Johnny an eerie feeling, almost a premonition. He had left Africa in a storm, and here was a storm again. He threw the kit in the back and got in. The windows were darkened so no one could see in. With submachine guns trained upon him, they drove toward the capital. Lars was a bad driver, and Johnny could see how he must have gotten the cracked neck the plaster cast advertised. Johnny despised him. Johnny had known lots of Swedes, and they were good people. He had even gathered from Lars's conversation that they despised him too. The man tried to chatter on about the ancient military leader, but Johnny had had enough.
"Shut up,"
he said from the back.
"You're nothing but a turncoat traitor. I don't see how you can stand yourself. So shut up."
It was unwise, but he couldn't go on listening to this insanity. Lars shut up, but his eyes slitted. He suddenly enjoyed the fact that this criminal would be dead in a few hours. The ground car squatted down at a side entrance to the capital, never used. There were no people to be seen. There were no people in the corridor either. Lars had seen to that. They thrust him toward a door. Unseen brigantes in the shadows kept their guns trained upon him. Two more were in the courtroom in the corners, Thompson's cocked and ready. And there sat Brown Limper. He was at a high desk on a dais. He was in a black robe. Ancient law books flanked him on either side. His face had an unhealthy sheen. His eyes were too bright. He loomed like a vulture about to attack a corpse. Just himself, the Brigante guards, and this Tyler in an otherwise empty room. It was Tyler. He had recognized that the moment the fellow strode through the door. There was an air about this Tyler one couldn't miss. He had hated it since they were children. Hated that easy, confident walk. Hated that set of even features. Hated those light blue eyes. He had hated everything Tyler was, and he could never be. But who had the power now? He, Brown Limper. How he had daydreamed of this moment.